Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is an exciting day for Manchester. Tris Carter, the president of Manchester Road Race, will be on the truck at 9:45. And Mark Carroll, who won this race twice.
That's right.
And also, you were a college coach, and now you help train the elite runners with the Boston Athletic Association?
Yeah, I've been doing that for the last 5 years, Brian, yeah.
Is that fun?
Love it. Yeah, I deal with professional athletes, so when they graduate college, we give them contracts. Hopefully they can transition from college into the professional ranks and come to races like this one and be competitive.
I'm sure it's extremely nuanced, but like, they're so elite, what do you say, like, run harder. What do you do with somebody who's that good to squeeze out a few seconds? I mean, I know you were a pro yourself. You're an Olympian, right? I mean, there's a lot of little nuances, but, you know, what's it like to coach somebody who's already that good?
Well, it's great. It's a privilege to be able to coach, athletes of that caliber. And, it really is a lifestyle, Brian. You know, it's not the hour or two of training that they do a day. It's the other 22 hours a day. It's all the peripheral stuff, the stretching, the drills, getting the massages, the ice baths that they got to take, and obviously getting enough rest. So it's my job really is to kind of advise the athletes on what to do and at times what not to do and not make the mistakes. Overtraining is a big...
Yeah, it's hard to rein people in, right?
It can be.
It's funny how that's the biggest challenge is to have them not work too hard.
Exactly, and you want to get your best performances out on race day like today and not at the training track. And when you have an athlete that's very exuberant and aspirational, you gotta try and rein it in a little bit and make sure that they don't leave their best performances in training.
It's fascinating. I have a bunch of questions for you. I just want to remind people, too, that Rick in Windsor and Cheryl in Portland won those tickets to Hartford Symphony Orchestra on December 14th. Tris, how many years you've been doing this?
18th year as president, and since I moved to town in 84, I guess I've either run it or been part of it. This is such a great event. The whole town comes out to support it. We have great sponsors. The volunteers are out there. I was here shortly after you were around 5:15, and they're out there putting the all the fences and everything up. We got this such great support, and it's going to be a hearty group that's out here today. And talking to the fact about, as a runner, I would love to be out there because I would be in my t-shirts and my thing, because once you start running, you're going to create a lot of heat.
As long as it's not too slick, right? I mean, that's there can be, I guess when you're not running over road paint, everything's fine, right? But I mean, it's always surprisingly slick. What out of your time here, I mean, this is not close to the worst conditions you've had. I mean,
No. About 10 years ago, there was a real rainy, cold day. It was like rainy and 33 degrees, and the rain gets into you, and it just takes up all your heat, and it's just terrible. So that was the worst. Now, this is a good day.
So we're talking with Mark Carroll, two-time winner here at Manchester Road Race, and Dr. Tris Carter. Both will be on the call on the truck. Have you done a lot of this stuff? Have you called a race, many races?
I did this race a few years ago, the year Edward Cheserek won. I'm not sure what year that was, 2018?
Yeah, maybe? I think it was 18.
Yeah. So that
what's it like on the truck?
Cold?
Yeah, there's a wind chill on it.
It goes fast,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, about 30 miles faster than the runners, which is really fast.
Well, you know, the runners are amazing, and I was curious because the reason I love the race is that you can have these elite runners, and they're amazing. They're pros. And then you can have, you know, average people, and it's to the fans, it's really all the same. In some ways, if someone's having fun on course and they're dressed up in some crazy outfit, yep, it's more fun for that, you know, for that type of thing. I had a couple questions for you. Is there like a good runner in the field who might not be an elite to win, who will actually try to sprint to the top of the hill to win the $1,000? Like, does that happen?
I would say probably not. What we typically see is someone take off at the start line and try to lead to the first corner.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens quite regularly, but they usually don't hang on to get up the hill.
That's so funny when they go out and then all of a sudden elites come and it's like a peloton.
Yeah,
the
runners
go going like this and then he's gone.
Yeah. So there's somebody who wants a little attention at the start and the rabbit, if you will.
And the elites want to kind of look at him like, okay.
So the person who gets to the top of the hill is somebody who's definitely competing to win the race.
Yes.
No question. You don't get to the top of the hill starting here unless you can do a 420 mile and then a 5-minute mile up the top of the hill.
Jeez, they go 5-minute miles up that hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're doing 9:20 up the hill, 9:30.
The men will run the first mile today in about 4:20 or so, and maybe Kaladi will run somewhere around 4:50 for the first mile. So if somebody wants to beat them to the top of the hill, they're going to have to run very fast.
Yeah.
Connor Mance was here two years ago and set the record. Yeah. Would that be in play on a condition day like today? Probably a little too slick.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think the conditions are much a problem. It's just a matter of will people be warmed up and do they want to try to break the course record or are they here to compete against each other? The sense that I would get from the fields we have and the conversations I've had with folks over the last couple of days is people want to win the race, and if you get the record, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect course records today, Brian. But what I would expect is we're going to see some very competitive races, and quite possibly coming down Main Street.
I would love that if there was like two people within 2 or 3 seconds of each other.
Oh, that will probably happen today with the men's field.
I think so.
And I don't think this weather would inhibit people from getting the record, because the moisture in the air helps the lungs not dry out as fast. So it's actually a good conditions for fast running.
We're talking with Tris Carter and Mark Carroll here. We'll be calling the race, which will, you know, about an hour and 15 minutes, we'll hand it over to them at the 88th running of the Manchester Road Race, which brings me to two questions. And you know, I can put it to Mark, but you can answer too because you've run it. The one thing is, for the average person, do they need to warm up? Like, I usually use my first mile for my warm-up, but I see even some elite runners have already been cooking by here a little bit. Like, how do you actually warm up for a race?
It won't hurt to do a little warm-up.
Especially at 53.
And that can be a brisk walk with some layers on. So, you know, you get your temperature up a little bit. You get your heart rate maybe elevated a little bit before the race starts.
Okay.
A little bit of stretching would probably help. Stretch those hamstrings, those quad muscles a little bit. Maybe the calves if you can find a little.
Okay, all right. Fine.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I used to run like for 20 minutes beforehand.
Oh, forget about it. Not a chance.
Just to get the muscles warmed up and then take about 10, 15 minutes off before. So sometimes you see at the races, people do the sprints, and the elites will do that.
Yeah.
I never did that because I would never go that fast anyway.
Right. but, well, you know, the elites will have shorts on, the short shorts, and maybe the tank top, I don't know. But, like, What do you suggest? Because we have people listening who are on their way or getting ready. Like, I've been sort of semi-obsessed today on what, should I go shorts or no shorts? Should I? Well, I have these, like, Tris showed me the gloves. I have those sort of thumb hole so it covers a little of my hands once I'm warm. Because once I'm warm, I don't want gloves, right? So what's your suggestion of how somebody, an average runner to a good runner, how should they dress for this?
Yeah, well, if they're trying to run a certain time or they have a target, usually wearing less is better, or lighter at least is better. So if they have family or friends that are spectating, they might be able to peel off a layer at the last second and throw it over the fence or something, or if it's a piece of clothing that they're not too worried about not getting back. I would suggest, you know, keep some clothes on as late as possible and then peel down to what you feel comfortable running fast in.
So I'm like a 9-minute miler. Should I wear this?
That would be fine. Yeah.
Okay, because I want to stay dry, but I don't like. I don't want to be too hot either. And in shorts or pants.
Shorts are fine. You know, it's a little chilly, but it's not freezing cold.
Definitely shorts. You wouldn't want that.
I'm going shorts. Well,
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody wants to see my legs, Chris. Let's just be honest about it. But I think shorts, I like to run in shorts even in wintertime. So, I mean, I definitely am in favor. It's the I don't want to be wet and I don't want to be waterlogged.
Be sure your socks are dry. If you do that warm up, then change socks dry into socks. Dry socks.
I remember that from Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I always need dry socks. Listen, guys, it's great. I mean, it's a great day. It's great to have you and, you know, a perspective of a 2-time winner and an Olympian. And people look back at the history of the race. You know, there was a stretch of time where the runners from Ireland dominated this race. And obviously, I grew up in a town that was. Strong Irish heritage. I mean, there's so many Irish Americans that cheer. I mean, you must have felt it when you were here running. I mean, you had to have.
Absolutely. I've told the story a few times over the last week, but the late PJ Tierney, fellow Irishman, was who actually invited me to the race back in 1996. So he actually told me, he didn't ask me or invite me, he told me, you have to come to Manchester, we need an Irishman to come back and win. So that's how I came here and fell in love with the race back in 1996.
Well, listen, you win it twice and you come back here forever and people know who you are. Well, I hope it goes great for the two of you. I hope you have a competitive, fun race and the weather stays, I would take it as it is now, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
And it's great to be with
good
you both.
Money.
Thank you very much. Tris Carter and Mark Carroll. Again, we'll pick up the call here at 9:45 and they'll have the race live for you here on WTIC News Talk 1080.